Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think attitude is everything? Do you think your attitude affects life outcome? Do you believe attitude is a personal choice? Well, we're going to have a great dialogue around that this evening, and we welcome you to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shawnea Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully on life's highway to engage and to truly dig into this journey known as life. We're on this journey where I believe we're on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and/or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow, 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 wow. I must say that each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly empowering and insightful. Rich, to say the least. Well, it sounds like the little guy that I'm doggy sitting, Mr. Buddy, he wants to get in on the conversation as well. I love it. There's great excitement around today's episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, even from our little furry pod members of the family. So each episode is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is being shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, the number 4 and the letter U. In our last Shape Up installment, I must say it was truly rich and insightful. If you've missed it, you definitely want to reconnect with the archive. Allow Coach Adams to share with you the framework of where are we going on today's journey in our broadcast. Well, I will share with you for about 40 minutes in our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Well, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We're pulling some pages out of the book by John C. Maxwell, one of my mentors. I'm a part of the John Maxwell team, and we're looking at Today Matters, and we're really digging in on this subject of attitude. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, let those social juices flow, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, send a carrier pigeon, go old school, send an email, send a fax, bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support in expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens and notepads, tablets, laptops, desktops, smartphone with your notes available, you want to grab that and get it right in front of you because, again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you with Coach Adams, we are shaping up. We're in our Shape Up series, and we're looking at Today Matters. And today's attitude gives me possibilities. That's right. I said today's attitude gives me possibilities. You know, we're preparing to start a mastermind roundtable, a private mastermind on this very subject of Today Matters. And so we're kind of pulling pages out of this curriculum so that you can get a little taste of what's to come for this six-week private mastermind. We only have a few spots available, and I want to encourage you and let you know that, wow, there is such great power that happens in a mastermind setting. As a matter of fact, have a current mastermind that's running, and when I tell you the feedback from those that are in the mastermind group on Put Your Dream to the Test, wowzer, wowzer, it has been so rich and empowering. You know, as a matter of fact, we had several great comments from our participants concerning their current journey, and I want to share with you just a little snapshot of what others have to say about the power of the mastermind. Wow. I have received a step of clarity, great excitement, lots of exclamation marks. Love this master class. Another one says, and great class, Coach Adams, insightful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I want you to know that there is great power that happens when you bring together like-minded individuals in a mastermind setting around a specific topic. And so with that said, we do have only a few spots available. We haven't done our mass marketing. It's going out on tomorrow. So if you're interested in jumpstarting and getting into this mastermind, you definitely want to shoot us a quick email, express your interest. We'll send you additional information at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you can give our team a call at 310-289-2101. You know, it's interesting because the masterminds that we're offering in this fourth quarter, in this season, are very strategic. Why? So that you can close out this quarter prepared, ready to launch your 2020. I know you feel like, oh my gosh, Coach Adams, you're talking about 2020 already. Absolutely. For a visionary, for one that has dreams and is focused on goals, as we talk about winning, working it now, work your vision so you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams, now is the time. This fourth quarter is the time to prepare for the next season. Because one of the things that we've talked about and we understand is that preparation, success comes when preparation meets the opportunity. They intersect on the journey of life. And that's when we're successful. And many people don't spend the time in the area of preparations, which is where we really should be focused. And that's what we're doing in this final quarter of the year. We're getting prepared through our Put Your Dream to the Test Mastermind session and our Today Matters Mastermind session. Today Matters will give you 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. In our last installment, we gave a wonderful overview of Today Matters, and today we're talking about today's attitude gives me possibilities. Now, you know, attitude really is the difference maker, but this is the key to understanding that attitude is not everything, but it definitely is the difference maker. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what are you saying? Because so often I've heard, if I just have a great attitude, that's all I need. Well, attitude is the difference maker. It definitely is the difference maker. But it's not everything, because the reality is ability also counts and it plays a factor on the journey. And what am I saying? For example, you are, and think about this key here, attitude is the difference maker. You have two people looking to be hired for the same position. They have like experience. They come in, and, you know, it's kind of like six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. You've heard that term. And the key of understanding is because their resumes are very comparable, they have a life experience, and you have to decide, who will I hire for this position? Because if I just look at their experience, they are pretty equal. And so something has to give the other one an edge. Okay, so let's kind of dig into this a little bit, because we're saying that attitude is the difference maker. So you have one that has a great attitude. You know, you can see that it's whatever it takes. They have that type of spirit in them. They have a great smile, and you can tell without question, woo, they are going to be a positive force for your work environment. You can tell it offhand. Then you have the other individual, someone with a negative attitude. You know, they are truly the pessimist. You see this in their interview. Their resume looks great and stellar. The experience lines up, but they have a negative attitude, a negative disposition. And so all things being equal, the person with the best attitude, guess what? They are the one that's going to win. Why? Because they have the slight edge that's needed. And it's just that slight edge, just that warm smile, that positive dispensation, that positive demeanor. They come across and, you know, they're very refreshing. That's going to make the difference. So that's why we say that attitude is without question, it's the difference maker. You still need the abilities. That counts. It counts for a lot of it. But your attitude will give you the edge that you need. We want to look at four key areas around attitude and this subject that we're talking about around attitude today. And we asked you several questions at the open of our time. We said, you know, do you think your attitude is everything? We've just addressed that. Do you think your attitude affects life's outcome? That's an interesting question. Do you believe attitude is a personal choice? Well, I'm excited to dig into these various areas around attitude today as we are pulling some pages out of the book by John C. Maxwell on Today Matters. We're looking at 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success, giving you a little sample taste for our next Mastermind Roundtable that's launching November the 2nd for 6 weeks on this very subject. And the number one practice is attitude. Your attitude towards others determines their attitude towards you. You know, so often people get up and, you know, they get up and go to work with a bad attitude and they're grumpy and they're rah, 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 rah. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You've heard that. I'm thinking you need to go revisit that bed. Let's get you a new one if that's how that bed has you to start the day. So that attitude that this individual has will affect, can affect the environment. Now, if you already got up on the wrong side of the bed, quote, unquote, and now you go out to lunch. You go out to lunch, you are in a restaurant, and the waitress comes over. You're already in a grumpy mode. And the waitress comes over, and they're easily influenced by your attitude because they really don't want to be there anyway. And so you kind of throw off something. I want a tall glass of water, no ice, and bring me some lemons. And now they, in turn, have an attitude with you. But you don't see your attitude. You're like, what's up with them? You know? And the person that's with you says, well, they scowled at you because you scowled at them. So our attitude towards others determines oftentimes how their attitude will be in return towards me. And this is that principle of we can bring out the best or the worst in another person. You know that saying that someone can push your buttons? Ooh, they just know how to push my buttons. Well, yeah, they know how to push your buttons, but you make it easy to push your buttons because you're already right on the edge anyway. It doesn't take much for someone to push your buttons. And so your attitude is already kind of on the lower rings of the totem pole, per se. And so that person just is reacting and responding off of you. So you give them attitude, they give you attitude back. And now you both are going back and forth with this nasty dispensation, this nasty demeanor, this nasty flow, this nasty attitude. You know, you're like, and they're like, and you both have an attitude. And so when we're looking at Today Matters and the 12 practices to guarantee tomorrow's success, we have to recognize the significance of attitude. Because attitude definitely makes the difference. Attitude at the beginning of a situation affects the outcome. More than anything else, it's a mindset. And, you know, I know this oh so well. And many of you that are regular listeners, you may have heard bits and pieces of this story, but I remember very clearly when my dad was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. And my dad, you know, the doctors have to give you the straightforward truth based on science and their point of view. And so, you know, they tell him, Mr. Adams, you know, we just want to make sure you know that this is a tough surgery that you're about to undergo. And not only is it a tough surgery, and there's a possibility that you may or may not make it off the table, and anytime you have a surgery, they have to tell you that. But they say, you know, assuming you make it off the table, Mr. Adams, this is going to be a really tough recovery for you because of the type of surgery that we have to do on you with this, you know, aggressive treatment plan. My dad had been diagnosed with esophageal cancer, and he had already gone through chemo and radiation, which both of those things break your body down in different ways. And so then at the time when he had this situation, they were doing this surgery, and this procedure was very aggressive. So they have to tell you what may or may not happen. And you can go to a hospital right now and ask any surgeon, you know, what is it important, the attitude of that individual that's going into surgery, and consistently, without question, I know beyond a reasonable doubt that they would say yes. And this is when I realized the significance of attitude and one's perception and the power of words all in one. Because those words held such weight for my dad that it affected his mindset. And so he went into that procedure, doom and gloom, and because that was his attitude, you won't make it off the table. The reality was, unfortunately, although physically he made it off the table, mentally and psychologically, he didn't make it off the table. He came out of the procedure, the surgery, in a semi-comatose state, and then his body began to shut down because his mindset wasn't in the right place. You can speak to a great athlete. If they get into the ring, if they get on the court, if they get on the field, if they get on the track, and their mindset is not that of a winner, and they already feel defeated, because we're talking about attitude, at the beginning of a journey, at the beginning of a task, affects the outcome more than anything else. And so I want us to understand the significance of this as it relates to the today does matter, and the 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. We have to have our attitude in the right place. And so attitude at the beginning of a task affects the outcome more than anything else. So all is well that begins well, meaning with our attitude. Where is our mindset? Where is our mental attitude around a situation like with my dad, around that surgery and that, you know, situation? Where was his mindset? His mindset was that of doom and gloom. I won't make it off the table. And therefore, mentally, he didn't make it off the table. Attitude can either be an asset, a plus, or a liability, a negative in our lives. And so we must understand the significance of that. We spoke about the attitude towards others often determines their attitude towards us. It brings out the best or the worst. You know, will you be an asset or a liability? Will you bring out the best or the worst in other individuals? That is the question. Because the reality is, attitude, not achievement, gives us happiness and or success. You know, I remember the movie, and I enjoy, this is one of my movies that I like, Jerry Maguire, and this searching for happiness, looking to others for happiness. I know the famous line, many of you know it, you complete me. The attitude was that this person completes me. This person is going to bring me happiness. So we don't take ownership of it. We look to you and say, you got to make me happy. Because in that scenario, you have two broken individuals, two halves trying to make a whole. The reality is that we need to be two wholes coming together, and that's a healthy mindset, a healthy attitude. That attitude first, not the achievement, gives me happiness. You know, happiness is based on happening. And so if things are not happening the way that we desire in life, the reality is for many, I'm not happy. Woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. You're right. I don't know the trouble that you've seen, but you don't know what I've seen either. And so we have to understand that this, our attitude, which is internal, it's on the inside of us. And I believe that the internal affects our joy or not. And then regardless of what's going on, your attitude is not based on the happenings of life, but you learn from the inside out, how do I manage this? Because it's a daily process. It doesn't just happen one day and, oh, I'm tight, I got it, I don't have to work on it anymore. We have to work on it regularly, daily, moment by moment, because if we go out of consciousness in a moment, guess what? That negative, defeating, bad attitude, those habits of the past, they will resurface. And so as we're speaking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, around the curriculum of Today Matters by John C. Maxwell, and we're looking at the significance of attitude. You know, I want to continue to have you process around as we're taking this journey. Do you think your attitude is everything? We've already addressed that, but I want to know what you really feel. Do you think your attitude affects life's outcome? We just spoke about that around my dad and his situation. Do you believe attitude is a personal choice? You know, it's so funny. You often hear people say, you know, they want to be in a relationship and someone's like, oh my gosh, you got to change your attitude. And they're like, they're just going to have to take me the way I am. Guess what? Hold on to your seat. They don't have to take you the way that you are, and that could be why you are alone, if that's a desire of your heart. Maybe you need to check your attitude. Because attitude at the beginning of a situation, a task, affects the outcome more than anything else. We've established that, that your attitude can be an asset or a liability, like in the case of my father with the diagnosis and the doom and gloom of embracing that because of the power of words and because of the authority placed on the doctor who was the speaker of those words. Speaking of the power of words, I wrote a very powerful piece on the power of words in the Change Book number 14. The Change Book is an insight into self-empowerment, powerful chapter on the power of words by Coach Adams, one of 20 coaches that collaborated in this project. If you would like to acquire your copy or to hear more about this project, please shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may dial 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. So as we get back into this discussion around attitude, we understand that our attitude towards others determines their attitude towards us. You know, I mean, it's so funny. I love helping people to shift, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But so often we don't see that negativity that we're putting out there. Someone has to be the mirror for us and reflect it back. So I often say, if you feel for no apparent reason someone gave you a little toot, a little attitude, you may want to step back and look in the mirror and check yourself, because that individual may very well be giving you a toot because they felt a toot from you. Attitude towards others often determines their attitude towards us. We bring out the worst, or we can bring out the best of individuals. I'm doggy sitting, and clearly the doggy wants to be a part of this dynamic conversation on attitude. I love it. Attitude, not achievements, gives us happiness. So it's not based on what I've achieved, and that is evident and clear. Because we see in the headlines regularly individuals who have achieved great things, yet They've achieved great things. They've acquired great things. They have money. They have influence. They have this and they have that. And yet they are still unhappy. And in oftentimes we've seen the headlines of some individual committing suicide who has all of the things. And you wonder, wow, why would that be? Because there was something still missing for that individual. So I want you to know that attitude, not achievement, gives us happiness. Our attitude first, because you can have someone homeless on the street and have a great attitude. You can have someone with all of the wealth and have a nasty attitude and be unhappy. You can have someone that is in, you know, interesting situations that one would say are very challenging, but yet they are still happy in the midst of life's storm. And so it's not our situation that determine, it's my attitude. What do I bring to the situation? What is my outcome, my attitude around the situation? Attitude is a personal choice. Attitude is truly a personal choice. And, you know, so often people don't want to take responsibility for their attitude. Like we said earlier, oh, what's wrong with you?
Well, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
They're blaming the bed, that poor bed. It's the cause of your attitude. No responsibility. Blaming others. Oh, it's the way you treated me. Always the victim. No, attitude without question is truly a choice. And so as we move on to this journey, and for those of you, I got to share with you, if you're interested in not only just this principle on attitude, but we're going to be taking a look at in our Today Matters 6-week mastermind roundtable. It is a private mastermind starting on November the 2nd with yours truly, Coach Adams. If you want more information, you can shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, or you can give our team a call. We're looking forward to connecting with you. We only have limited spots available, literally, because it is the type of setting that the mastermind is. It's only for a select few on this journey. We're bringing together like-minded individuals in a mastermind session, which is truly powerful, for a 6-week journey on the 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. And we're going to help you to outline a success plan that you can continue to follow and now lead into your new year in a better position than you're closing out, and more focused and intentional and deliberate. Because the reality is, growth does not just happen. For growth to occur, we have to be intentional about our growth and our journey. And so I want you to know that this is a way that you can be intentional. Again, shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com or give us a call at 310-289-2101. So we've already talked about, as we're speaking around attitude and the significance of attitude, we're understanding that attitude gives us many possibilities. It gives me great possibilities, but my attitude is not everything. I do still need to have the abilities count, but my attitude is the difference maker. Because if you have me and someone else same experience, I have the positive attitude, they have the negative attitude, my attitude will give me the edge that I need. And that is truly a reality. It's so interesting when I talk about that. I'm reminded of when I was in the property management industry. And I had this one position. I was an assistant manager for a year, and I was promoted to the community manager. of 198 apartments in West LA. And the boss that I had at the time, the regional manager that I had at the time, literally to date, and I don't even get employee reviews anymore because I've been out of the corporate setting since 2005, but this employee review that I got from this particular manager, it was phenomenal. I mean, it was the best that I've gotten in the industry today. So I'm on that job there and in property management. I, you know, went and applied for this property. He had since left. Okay, I'm making a point. We're talking about attitude. So he had since left the community, but I didn't know where he went. He left the community. I had applied for a position somewhere else. I had no idea whatsoever that he was there. Interestingly enough, the manager of that community, I met them sometime before, and they too remember something that stood out about me. So on this manager's desk, in a stack of resumes, because it was a new development and it was definitely a coveted position, on this his desk, a stack of resumes. The regional manager that I previously had tracked with me on the story, who gave me the best employee review to date in a corporate setting, he was now over this development. He's thumbing through to see if he recognizes any of the names in the stack. He's thumbing through. He gets to me, Shamia M. Adams, and my resume. He pulls it out. He tells the manager. He gives the manager a directive. Get her in here. She's awesome. She's amazing. If you can get through all of that positive crap. You made me thinking, Coach Adams, why are you sharing that story? Because I think that's pretty awesome. If that's the one thing that someone has to say, if you can get through all the positive crap. Well, I didn't see that as a negative. He did because of whatever, but that's his issue. But I love that that was my brand even then, the positivity. That means attitude was a good attitude. And then the manager, when the manager saw my name, which, of course, is very unique, Shania, he remembered it from when we met at an industry function a little while before. And he said, oh, yeah, oh, my gosh, she's so positive. Her attitude is great. Now, there was all of these resumes on the desk, all of them, I'm sure, many of them we had parallel experience. But what gave me the edge was my attitude. Remember, we spoke about your attitude will give you the edge. When you're looking at a comparison, you know what I mean? Six in one hand, half a dozen in the other, all things are equal. Your attitude's going to give you the edge above someone else. Or, and that's if it's an asset for you. Now, if it's a liability, guess what? It will cancel you out. I remember helping and assisting at one of my positions in a corporate setting with recruiting. And boy, I tell you, we could have people come in with great resumes, but if their attitude was negative, their attitude was funky, they could forget it. They could have the experience. But people do not want to be around people that are negative. You know, you've heard the term birds of a feather flock together. Well, in a corporate setting, no one wants to have Downer Dan in the environment. They want positive people that are going to affect the atmosphere in a great way. And so that's why it's so important that daily, today matters, that daily we are focusing in on improving our outlook, our mindset, our attitude, because this is the thing that we must understand. Attitude is contagious. Yep, it spills over into the lives of others. It spills over into any environment. And so, again, if the worst thing that someone would say about me, if you can get through that positive crap, guess what? I'll take that every day, any day, if that's the worst that someone has to say, because that really does speak to my brand. You know, when people are talking about you and when it comes to your attitude being contagious, Do people even desire to be around you? Do they find you as an asset to any environment, or do they find you to be a liability to an environment? Do they find that when you come into the zone that there's life, it's like a breath of fresh air that's being blown into the atmosphere, or do they feel like, oh my God, he or she is coming and they're going to suck all of the life out of the atmosphere because of their negative attitude? So don't get it twisted, as a youth would say. Don't think that your attitude does not play a role in your success for tomorrow, because it does. And, you know, it's so interesting because my mentor, Al Hollingsworth, as many of you know, I serve Christian Business Ministries, home of Boston Movement and Vertical League. I remember my mentor, we were sitting down talking about a team member and just talking in general, and they were saying that I would much rather have someone in my environment with a positive attitude and less experience that they can learn than someone who has more experience and it's just a negative vibe that they bring to the environment. Now, that's my terminology that I'm using, but you get the point of what was being spoken. So I hear this consistently, and I know this to be true. We can infect an environment. You know, I was consulting for a developer, and people often said, oh my gosh, the environment is so different because you are here. And I took that as an awesome thing. I was like, yes, because each of us, we should desire to affect the environment in a positive way. When we understand that our attitude is contagious, that it'll spill over, do you want to affect someone negatively or positively? I want to be a positive effect in an environment. I want to affect people positively. And speaking about affecting individuals positively, I want to hear from you. This is a time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear from you. Are you taking anything away from today's discussion? Is it making a difference? You've sacrificed this hour of power, and we honor you for that. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but are you getting anything that you can add to your toolbox that supports you on your journey of getting and achieving greater success? We want to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Again, 516-453-9374. Don't be shy. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, we would love to hear from you. Interact with us. We love the richness that comes from the interaction. So don't be shy. This is a safe space. Want to also share with you, in addition, through social media, we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, you can interact with us through social media. It is an open group. All you have to do is ask to be added if you're not already a part of the group, and you are welcome. We love to hear your feedback, your thoughts, your comments. Maybe you have a show idea. Maybe, just maybe, you have a guest in mind that would be beneficial. Maybe you just want to share what you took away if you don't want to do it on the airwaves. So we have that platform available for you, and we would love to hear from you. You know, I have to share with you, as I stated earlier, and I don't know if you caught it, that there is such power in a mastermind. And so as if you're sitting there thinking, wow, I got to get into Coach Adams' mastermind on Today Matters. I got to learn those 12 daily practices. I got one woo, it's rich around attitude. I got to know what the other ones are. And you want to be a part of this journey. Again, you can email admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. Or give our team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Know that we are here to support you on your journey of achieving greater success. And as we prepare to just do a summary of where have we been on today's journey, I think we got our questions answered that we opened today's broadcast with. We asked the question, do you think your attitude is everything? Well, we've determined that attitude is not everything. However, it definitely makes the difference and it gives us the edge. So it is the difference maker, but it's not everything, as you may have often heard spoken before. Do you think your attitude affects life's outcome? Well, we took a journey around my dad and his situation with esophageal cancer and the surgery and the authority of the doctors speaking the words, and we learned that our attitude can affect our outcome. And I can tell you story after story of individuals that I've supported through my coaching practice, that I've worked with and trained, that attitude, without question, makes the difference. And it definitely affects our outcomes in life. It's not so much, and you may have heard this quote, it's not so much what happens to a man or a woman, but rather it's how do you respond to what has happened. And that speaks to our attitude. And so I want you to know that, yeah, I think we've determined that our attitude definitely will affect life's outcomes, because it's a matter of perception. How do I perceive the situations? Because how I perceive the situations will determine how I navigate through the journey. If I see myself defeated, if my attitude is I'm already defeated, guess what? That's the energy that I'm putting in the atmosphere, because attitude is energy. And I'm putting that in the atmosphere based on the words that I speak and what I see. But if I feel like I can do this and I go into the ring with the mindset of I got this, I'm feeling like Rocky. Da-da-da, da-da-da. You got the song in your head, you're ready, you get in that ring of life and you're doing some TKOs, you're knocking some things out, because your attitude is in that place. So, yes, it will affect your outcome. And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, what if I fall down? I wasn't victorious in that situation. Your attitude of it's not just falling down. Will you get back up? See, there's a difference. We're speaking about mindset. Our attitude is our mindset. And it's not just that I get in the ring and I win, but if I happen to fall down, will I stay down or will I get back up? So do you believe that your attitude is a personal choice? Absolutely. You don't have to say I got up on the wrong side of the bed. You tell that bed, you don't dictate my attitude. That bed needs to line up. You need to speak to your own mind. You need to encourage yourself. You need to recognize that your attitude is a personal choice. It's up to you. How will you view life? You know, growing up, I have always been, prior to being the master motivator and empowerment coach, one who inspires, I have always been very optimistic. You know, my glass is always half full. And I remember I had a dear associate in my life at the time many years ago. And boy, I tell you, if there was something negative in the situation, she could find it. She was such an optimist. She was so negative, pessimist, excuse me. I was optimistic. She was very pessimistic. She was such a pessimist. I'm telling you, if there was anything negative to find, in a situation, whereas somebody else would get those same circumstances and they would see positive. She could see negative. And we have those people in our lives, but guess what? You don't have to give them your attention. You know, you can separate from them, love them at a distance, because as we discovered, attitude is contagious. And I don't want somebody that's going to bring me down and be a Debbie Downer or a Dan Downer. I want someone that when they come into my atmosphere, when I encounter them, it's a refreshing encounter. It doesn't mean that life is perfect and without challenges, but it means we're facing life with the right attitude despite the circumstances. We only have, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. We only have a few moments left in today's broadcast, but I want to share with you and remind you, don't be shy. We would love to hear from you. This is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. It's not too late. We do have a few moments left in today's programming. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. Are you taking anything away from this time that you are investing? Would love to hear from you. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you must dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. The queue is still open for another few moments as we prepare to wind down today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. I'm sensing that you feel my passion around Today Matters and the 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. I really want you to close out the year in a better position than you are in currently, with tools that will support you on your journey to win. And that's what the Mastermind Roundtables are all about, that you're in an exclusive private setting with like-minded individuals, and you're growing together. There's such power in a mastermind session around a particular topic, and you have some accountability. You're strategizing. You're outlining your plan as you close out this year of 2019, and you prepare to set yourself in a better position for this new year of 2020. You may be thinking, oh, Coach Adams, I have time. I'm sure many of us thought that when we started the year and said Happy New Year, and already we're about to say Happy New Year again, because this year is fastly coming to a close. So our next Mastermind Roundtable on Today Matters, 12 Daily Practices to Guarantee Tomorrow's Success, one of which we just talked about in today's installment of Motivational Mondays in our Shape Up series, and that is attitude. If you would like additional information, send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may give us a call. Our team will be standing by to receive you at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. I leave you with these final thoughts. Attitude at the beginning of a task affects the outcome more than anything else. All's well that begins well. Attitude towards others determines their attitude towards you. Will you bring out the best or the worst in someone else? Attitude, not achievements, gives me happiness. It's not about the achievements, but recognizing that my attitude, it is truly a choice. And my attitude is contagious. It spills over. Will I be a negative or a positive force in the lives of others and the people around me? That is the question. And it truly is your choice. Let's continue this dialogue via social media. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum again. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group that anyone is welcome to join in on. And so if you're not already connected through social media, again, the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is hosted by Coach Adams, and so it is available for you, and you're welcome. Definitely share with us what you took away from today's installment of Motivational Mondays, any show thoughts, ideas, any guests that you would like to see. We often welcome that. We appreciate you, our faithful listeners, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. On our next installment of Motivational Mondays, we're going to continue in our Shape Up series. We're going to give you another taste of Today Matters and our 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success as we prepare to launch our next Mastermind Roundtable on November 2nd for 6 weeks on this very subject. I want to stay connected with those of you that are not already a part of the Coach Adams Network. If you are not already connected with us, shoot a quick email and say, I would like to be a part of the network at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you can give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success through our 4 Hours of Power Live Empowerment Win Shop. Our Shape Up and Win series continues in a live setting. You receive powerful insight. In addition, it is an amazing time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. We're strategizing for our next event in January. If you want more information, shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call, and we'll add you to our interest list for our next Win Shop. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally through all of the tools of empowerment that Coach Adams has available and offers you. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We trust that if you've missed any of our past show episodes, that you would go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U. Share with a friend. Help us to continue to expand our outreach. I thank you so much for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.